John chapter 1, verse 1 to 4. John chapter 1, verse 1 to 4. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. For in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Praise the Lord. And also, I would like to read from Psalm 24, verses 7 to 10. Psalm 24, verses 7 to 10. Lift up your head, so ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King? This King of glory, the Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Spirit of the living God, breathe upon your word. Liberate us tonight. Help us to understand your word. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Praise the Lord. The gate pillars. You will agree with me that no gate can stand on its own without pillars. Even though it is being operated by an electrical machine or remote control, there still has to be pillars supporting the gate. Pillars are meant to hold the gate on the right side and on the left side. Praise the Lord. So you agree with me tonight that there must be pillars, two pillars, to hold the gate. What is a pillar? According to the dictionary, a pillar is an upright post used in building as a support or decoration. It's also described as a large post that helps to hold up something. Also, it says someone who is an important member of a group, likened to an important member of a group, a pillar. Now, according to these definitions, I found out that pillars are necessary. Pillars are important, and pillars are like foundations holding a gate. Pillars are like a foundation holding gates. Praise the Lord. If any of the two pillars on either side falls, it won't be long before the gate falls, because the other gate will not be able to hold the gate for a long time. So the two pillars are very, very important. They work hand in hand. You cannot neglect one and say you want to do with the other one. You play with the two. Praise the Lord. Any gate will have to go or dance to the music of the two pillars supporting it. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, the gate will be, like I said, the gate will be in danger if any of the pillars falls. One is not, if the one that falls is not erected on time, then the gate will be at risk. You know, the gate will be exposed to so many things, to rust, to damages, because if it's left for a long time, rust will come and then it will damage forever. It will not be, you may not be able to repair it. Therefore, it is established that all gates, all pillars holding any gate are important. Praise the Lord. But I want to ask you a question tonight, because the Holy Spirit is going to teach us and we are going to understand. Take a deep breath and think about it. Do you think you have a kind of pillar holding you? A pillar supporting you? A pillar that is making you to stand? Or while you are sitting, do you have a pillar? Praise the Lord. Do you have a pillar? Take a deep breath and think about it tonight. Now, who are these pillars, or what are these pillars that we are talking about? There are two personalities. The first one, the first pillar is Jesus, and the other is the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. So we have pillar Jesus, and then we have pillar the Holy Spirit. Jesus is seated. The Bible says he's seated by the right hand of God. Praise the Lord. And Jesus, he was here with us, here on earth with us before the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. He showed us a lot of things. He demonstrated a lot of things to us. And when he was leaving, he said, greater works that I've done, you will do. So that makes him the first man. That makes him the first pillar. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Mark, the book of Mark chapter 16, verse 19. The book of Mark 16, verse 19 says, so then, after the Lord has spoken unto them, he was received up unto heaven and sat on the right hand of God. So, Jesus is seated at the right hand of God. That makes him to be at the right side pillar. Praise the Lord. The right pillar. Now, if Jesus is seated at the right hand, and the Bible told us that they are three, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. That makes the Holy Spirit the second pillar at the right side. Praise the Lord. So we have the two pillars, Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Now, for every gate that you intend to knock, every gate that you intend to go through, there is someone behind that gate. For every prayer point, every request, holding that answer, and that person is who? That person is who? God the Father. God the Father, the Almighty God, is seated on his throne, in his majesty. He's waiting, endlessly waiting. But you have to come through something. You have to hold something. Praise the Lord. You have to come through some things. You have to do some things before you are able to get, you know, behind that gate. Praise the Lord. Now, no matter the gate you are knocking, be the gate of healing, deliverance, prosperity, long life, promotion, power, fruitfulness, etc. Like I said, there is God right behind it, and is willing to let it go. He's willing to give it unto you as you come. And it is my pleasure to let you know or remind you that it will be easy to access your gate with these two pillars. You must reckon with them. And then, like I said, you cannot say, okay, Jesus, I care about, who is the Holy Spirit? Or Holy Spirit, I care about, who is Jesus? No, because they walk hand in hand with God the Father. Praise the Lord. They are the one, they are the two personalities holding every gate that you intend to knock. And without these two pillars, you cannot get in. Praise the Lord. Let us look at these two pillars, one after the other. Pillar Jesus. I said earlier that Jesus was here before the Holy Spirit. So before the Holy Spirit, there was, and there is,
Jesus.
John chapter 14, verse 6.
John chapter 14, verse 6.
See, we are looking at Pilate Jesus now. He says, Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Can you see that? Praise the Lord. He says, I am the way. I am the truth. I, Jesus, am the life. No one, no king, no president, no pastor comes to the Father except through me. So, without Pilate Jesus, you cannot enter into any gate whatsoever. You must go through him. You must go through him. You must ask him. You must plead with him. You must reckon with him. Because the Bible says he is the way. He is the life. You want God to make a way for you in your business. Jesus is the way. You have to go through him. Is there anything that is dead in your life? You want God to resurrect, to bring it back to life. You need to go through Jesus, who is the life. You want any secret to be revealed unto you. You need to go through that pillar, Jesus, who is the truth, to reveal all truth unto you. So ask yourself, what can you do without Jesus? What can you get from God without Jesus? What can you ask and receive from God without going through that pillar, Jesus? He's the mighty pillar that the whole world must reckon with. Praise the Lord. That is why we have governments being shattered, governments being that is not straight. Because it is because they lack that truth. Who is Jesus? It is because they lack that way. Who is Jesus? It's because they lack that life. Who is Jesus? Nobody is holding their gate. Nobody is holding the gate of their government. And so we need to invite that man. We need to invite him. We need to invite Jesus into everything that we do. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Also in John chapter 11, verse 25. John chapter 11, 25. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die. You want eternity, you cannot have it without Jesus. Because the Bible says it. Even though you die, you will have it back. Praise the Lord. I'm going to share a testimony. It's my wife's testimony. You know, for a very long time, it happened last year, my wife was so sick unto death. So sick unto death. We've been to several hospitals. We spent a lot of money. And it got to a particular stage that I had to call Pastor. I said, Pastor, this is not a matter of visiting any other hospital. I think if my wife is going to come back to life again, we have to take it spiritual. Because she's not getting any better. And then I remember that before we got married, a prophet prayed. You know, I went to visit a friend who is with his prophet at that time. And then the prophet prayed with me. He told me so many things that I know and things that I don't know. And he said to me, that man, pray very well. You must fast and pray so that you will not become a man of two wives. And I wondered. I said, why? I'm not that kind of person. He said, no, that is not what I mean. God showed me that your first wife will die, and then you have to remarry again. So when it got to that point that my wife was It was as if life was out of her. I remember that and I cried unto God. I also remember that scriptures when a man of God went to King Hezekiah that God says you will die. And he prayed, he faced the world and prayed, and God had to reverse it. So I held on to that scriptures and I prayed inside my room. I cried unto God for mercy. I said, Father, I approached that pillar. Jesus, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. My wife cannot die. And I remember in the middle of the night, it was a war. When I got to the hospital the next day, the nurses, my wife, told me what she experienced over the night. It was a battle because she was gone. The nurses told me that she was getting cold. But I'm sure why I was crying for mercy, this Jesus that I'm talking about, at that gate of mercy, while I was crying for mercy, he attended to me and brought my wife back to me. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That is what this gate Jesus, this pillar Jesus can do. He's the one that has the life of every one of us in hand. For us to take it back, we have to approach him. Praise the Lord. We have to approach him. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. So is there anything tonight that has been dead in your life? I pray to someone tonight that Lord Jesus will bring it back to life in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
The one who believes in me will live. That dead situation in your life will live again in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Also in John chapter 6 verse 35. John chapter 6 verse 35. Say, then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry. And whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Is there anything you want? Are you in need? What do you need? You need to be blessed. You need wealth, prosperity. You need food. He said, if anybody is hungry, I will give the person. It is Jesus. Now, all these Bible passages we are reading simply tells us that there is nothing, absolutely nothing, that we can get outside Jesus. Nothing. Nothing. Position, wealth, prosperity, food, clothing, everything, you get it with Jesus. From Jesus. At that gate of need, you must approach that pillar, Jesus. It is through him that you have access to everything. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Also in John chapter 10, verse 10, John chapter 10, verse 10b, he says, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. This pillar gave my wife another life, a new life. Because all hope was gone. Praise the Lord. But he brought her back. He gave her another life. So never lose hope on that business that you think nothing else can be done. That business is dead. No. Cry unto Jesus. Approach that gate and cry for mercy. He will attend to you tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, all these Bible passages give us the understanding of who Jesus is and how important he is to our life. Our prayers and gates to be open, it is dependent on him. He is a true pillar we can't afford not to have. Ask your neighbor, is there any other pillar you know? And get a reply. No. No. Praise the Lord. John chapter 14 verse 13 says, John chapter 14 verse 13, whatever you ask in my name, that will I do. Whatever you ask in the name of Jesus, that he will do for you. He must have said yes unto you before you enter into that gate for you to receive it from the Almighty God. Without Jesus attesting to it, there is nothing you can get from God. And that takes us to the second pillar, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Now, after Jesus died and resurrected, when he was leaving his disciples, he told them, you know, they were sad, they were not happy that Jesus had to go, but he promised them. He promised them. John chapter 14, verse 16. John chapter 14, verse 16. He said, "And I will pray the Father, and he shall send you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever." So the Holy Spirit is here with us forever. Praise the Lord. Now, if the Bible says the Holy Spirit will be here with us forever, who are we not to reckon with that man, the Holy Spirit? Who are we not to reckon with that pillar, the Holy Spirit? Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Don't forget, while you are dealing with the Holy Spirit, pillar Jesus is right there waiting. And then the Holy Spirit came to abide with us. The Bible says in John chapter 14, verse 26. John chapter 14, verse 26. Now, what will this second pillar do? What are his duties unto us? Praise the Lord. John chapter 14, verse 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name." You see, in my name. So you cannot leave one out. They are interwoven. Which God will send in my name will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever I have said unto you, the Holy Spirit as the teacher, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Say, whatsoever I have said, it will bring to you remembrance. It will remind you of everything that this pillar Jesus has taught us, has told us to do whenever we want to approach that gate. Praise the Lord. Amen. It is this Holy Spirit that will teach us. Remember what Jesus said to you. Remember what he told you. So as you are approaching that gate, the Holy Spirit will keep reminding you. The Holy Spirit will keep reminding you, will teach you how to demonstrate. If you are to dance and roll on the floor, if you are to praise him, if you are to worship him, the Holy Spirit will bring all these things to you. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Now, the Holy Spirit, as the teacher, is to teach us all things, including how to pray. And as you know, prayer is key to open gates. So, he will teach us. He will mold us. He will help us. He will be there to tell us what to do at the appropriate time. As you approach the gate, he will tell you, make sure, for instance, make sure you thank him before you ask. It is the Holy Spirit that teaches us how to pray. And when we can no longer pray, it is the Holy Spirit that gives us utterance, praise the Lord, to speak in tongues. Praise the Lord. The Holy Spirit gives us utterance to speak the language of heaven, the language of the angels, that nobody can stop, that no prince of Persia can stop, that no prince of Persia can delay. The Holy Spirit will be there as that second pillar to teach you all these things. Praise the Lord. When you need to pray in tongues of the angels, he will give you utterance and said in Acts chapter 2 verse 4. Acts chapter 2 verse 4. And it reads, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in tongues. Praise the Lord. As the Spirit gives them utterance. Praise the living Jesus. I'd like to share another testimony of mine. As I'm talking about the Holy Spirit who will teach us and remind us all things. I remember when I was in secondary school, we were supposed to have a test, and then a mathematics test to be precise. But the teacher in charge called every one of us to come for a lesson, an extra lesson, but I couldn't make it to that lesson. And so, a day to that test, I sat in my room. I brought out my textbook and my notebook. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know where to read. I didn't know where to study. And then I invited the Holy Spirit to teach me. And the Holy Spirit taught me and told me where to go precisely. And I did just that, and I went to sleep. When I got to school the next day, that was the only question the man said. That was the only question. And I was able to do it. Even the people that attended the lesson, some of them could not solve it. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And I was one of the highest scorer in that test. So what am I saying? The Holy Spirit, if you listen attentively to the Holy Spirit, if you reckon with the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit can reveal the secret things unto you. I also remember my grandfather told a sister who was supposed to sit for an exam. The lecturer told them to read a whole textbook. He didn't give them area of concentration. He said, go and read the whole book. And this lady came to my grandfather, and my grandfather told him, he introduced this Holy Spirit I'm talking about to her. He said, before you read that book, talk to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will lead you. He will guide you. And this sister went home, invited the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit told her the chapters to read. And exactly where she read, that was where the exam came out. It's so sweet with the Holy Spirit. It's so sweet with the Holy Spirit. And this is, if you want to enjoy Him, you have to, you must reckon, you have to listen, to be able to listen to Him. Because He talks in a gentle way, in a softly manner. It's so sweet. The Holy Spirit has dealt with me in several ways. In several ways. I will share one last testimony again concerning the Holy Spirit. I was in a church meeting, and then this man of God that preached, really, the words that came out from him through the Holy Spirit ministered to me so much. And I said to myself, what can I do? What can I give as an offering to bless this man of God that has blessed me so much? And then the Holy Spirit came immediately and said, your phone. And I just got that phone. I was on IT then. I had to collect an IOU to pay that phone. And I've not finished paying for the phone. I said, no, it can't be. I said no. And then while I was struggling, he went ahead and said, and your wristwatch. So I struggled for some few minutes. But in the long run, I had to agree. And then I removed my SIM and then the wristwatch. And then while the man of God was going, I had to surrender it to the man. And you know what? When I got home that same day, I got another phone and another wristwatch. That same day.
Hallelujah.
But so in the Holy Spirit is so sweet. If you listen and obey Him, He will guide you. He will never mislead you. He will never mislead you. There is no other way to explain this sweet Holy Spirit than to say He's simply the best. He's simply the best. And He can make us the best. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Quickly, because of our time. Now, having gotten these two pillars, there are keys that we need to enter or to open the gate. There are keys to enter or to open the gate. Four of them, quickly. The first one, prayer. The second one, praise. The third one, faith. And the fourth one, holiness. Prayer, praise, faith, and holiness. Prayer is the key that unlocks all the treasures of the kingdom of God. It is a key that has, you know, that He has placed in our hand. Praise the Lord. Prayer is that key that He has placed in our hand and invited us to come. Prayer is the conduit through which all the powers and provisions of God flows. Matthew chapter 6, verse 8 and 9. Matthew chapter 6, verses 8 and 9. Prayer is an openness. Prayer is an openness to an awareness of His presence and His power in your life. James chapter 1, verse 16 to 18. James chapter 1, verse 16 to 18. James chapter 1, verse 16. Is anybody there can read? Anybody there already can read for us?
James 1.
Yeah, James chapter 1, verse 16 to 18.
Do not be deceived, my dear brothers. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly light, who does not change like shifting shadows. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruit of all He created.
Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. See, whatever is good and perfect comes to us from God, above, who created all things. And then it is by prayer, it is with prayer that you can get all good things from God. Prayer is key. Like the song says, prayer is the key. Prayer is the key. Prayer is the master key. Jesus started with prayer and ended it with praise. So there is nothing approaching that gate that we can do without prayer. To open a gate, to open any gate, we must pray. Must be able to pray. Praise the Lord. We must be able to pray. Sometimes God is waiting for you to ask, because until you see your need, you will not recognize His supply. You wait until the need is real to you. You wait until you have come to end of your own resources. Also, in Luke chapter 18, verse 1b, Luke chapter 18, verse 1b says that men ought always to pray and not to faint. We must pray and not to faint. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The second key is praise. The second key is praise. When you praise God at the gate, He comes down in His majesty to fellowship with you. and take you and take care of you himself, because you have praised him, because you have worshipped him, because you have exalted him. Praise the Lord. It is a direct link to the Father when you praise him. Psalm 100 verse 4 says, enter his gate with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. And into his court with praise. Psalm 150 verse 1 says, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise the Lord. So when we praise God, he moves on our behalf. That we can see in Acts chapter 16, verse 25 and 26. Paul and Silas, when they were inside the prison, they prayed. The Bible says they praised God. They were praising God. And while they were praising God, the prison gate did what? Open on its accord, on its own accord. Who can do that? God. Praise the Lord. God came down to their rescue. He came down to fellowship with them because they were praising him. They neglected the chains on their legs and on their hands, and they praised God. And God came down to set them free. That is what praise can do. That is the power of praise. Praise, praising God can turn things around for you. Praising God can bring that mountain before you and make them plain. Praise the Lord. The next one is faith. The next key, faith. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. Hebrews 11 verse 6. He said, and without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. You must believe. You must trust God. You must have faith in him. You can never please God if you have no faith in you. And then how can he answer your prayer? How can he attend to him if you do not have faith in him? Praise the Lord. It is because you know Mr. A can help you with your problems. That is why you approach him. Now, if you don't have that faith in him, you cannot get anything from him. Praise the Lord. You must believe. You must have that faith. You must trust him that he can send to you. Faith is key. Faith is important. To open every gate, you must have faith. It is not necessary to be as big as this auditorium or as any mountain. But that little, like a mustard seed that the Bible describes it in Matthew chapter 17, verse 20. Matthew chapter 17, verse 20. The Bible describes it, little, just little, not necessarily big, but to approach him and let him see that truly you depend, you have no other, that you depend on him, that you solely depend on him. Just like that centurion in the Bible, he approached Jesus and Jesus said, okay, I will come with you. He said, no. You don't need to come with me. Just say that word. And then everything is settled. And Jesus himself marveled. He said, I've never seen this kind of faith before. That is the kind of faith we need to have. To trust him like there is no other. To trust him like if we do not believe in him or if we do not trust him, we can never get anything done. To trust him like a child. Like a baby. You know, when a baby, you know, stretches his or her arms, he just believes that you must lift him up. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So that faith, like a child, use it to approach that gate. Use it to approach that gate that you are knocking, that you are seeking tonight, and we attend to you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
And the last one is holiness. Keep holiness. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 14. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 14 says, holiness without which no man shall see God. Getting to that gate, if you are filthy, you can never enter into that gate. The Bible says, without which no man shall see God. You must be holy. You must be holy. What does it mean to be holy? Total obedience. Total obedience to God. Total obedience to His commandments. Total obedience to His rules. Praise the Lord. It says, in this world we live, you see, some are rich and some are poor. You know, some are learned and some are unlearned. Some masters and some servants. But there is no rank or condition in life in which a man ought not to be holy. No rank. If you are holy, you are holy. There is no partial holiness or complete or 90% or 99% holy, or you are the master of holiness or servant. No, there is no rank. Holiness is holiness. If you are not holy, you are not holy. Praise the Lord. If you are not holy, you are not holy. Unlike someone is the master, someone is the servant. No, you cannot be in the middle. So holiness is key. In approaching that gate, you must be holy. And Jesus died on the cross, shedding His blood to cleanse us of our iniquities. To cleanse us of our sins. To cleanse us of our filthiness. And so that is why you cannot do without Pilate, Jesus. To cleanse you. While you approach that gate to see God the Father. Praise the Lord. See, it is the habit of agreeing in God's judgment. Holiness is the habit of agreeing in God's judgment. Hating what He hates and loving what He loves. And then measuring everything in His word by the standard of His word. He who seeks the face of God must come holy into His presence. Praise the Lord. To come into God's presence, brethren, tonight, we must be holy. We must be holy. Our hands must be clean. And how can we do this? How can we be holy? Like I said, total obedience. Total obedience to His word. Reckoning with His Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, allowing Him to teach you everything. So, brethren, tonight, these two pillars are so important to our gates. And then tonight we are going to pray. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Shall we rise to pray quickly? And first you are going to surrender yourself to Jesus and say, Jesus, here am I. Help me. I have no other way. There is nothing I can do without You. There is nothing I can achieve outside You. I surrender myself to You tonight. Help me all the way. Help me all the way. Brethren, open your mouth and pray. Help me all the way. I surrender all to You tonight, Jesus. I surrender all to You tonight, Jesus. I surrender all to You tonight, Jesus. Help me find my way. 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 Cleanse me, O God. Cleanse me, Lord Jesus. Cleanse me, Lord Jesus. Deliver me. Save me, O God. Save me, Lord Jesus. I talk to You tonight. Give me my life back. The word says You are the life. You are the way, the truth. You are the resurrection. Oh, I come to You tonight. Help me have my life back. Every death situation in my life, help me give them back to life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Help me give them back to life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Help me give them back to life. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying.
Amen.
They are going to tell Pilar, Holy Spirit, that Holy Spirit, I welcome You into my life tonight. Help me. Lead me. Guide me. Direct me. Help me to remember all things. Teach me those things that my Lord Jesus, help me to bring them to remembrance. All the things that Pilate Jesus has taught me, has told me to do. Whenever I need them, help me to bring them to remembrance. I rely on you. I depend on you to see me through. I depend on you to see me through. I depend on you to see me through. In the mighty name of Jesus, I depend on you to see me through. I acknowledge that I cannot do anything on my own. I cannot remember anything on my own. I cannot walk on my own. It is you. It is you. It is you, Holy Spirit. Help me. Help me. Help me. I surrender to you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
We are going to talk to God, our Father, and say, Father, oh God, please look unto me and come to my rescue tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Answer all my prayers tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord. We worship and exalt your holy name. We give you all the praise, oh God. We give you all the praise.
Let's continue to pray that God himself will help us. The gates are opened. The gates will not be locked against us in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
At this season, the Almighty God, every gate that he has reserved for us, will be opened continually in Jesus' mighty name. The Bible says in Psalm 118 verse 19, open to me the gates of righteousness, and I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord. I pray for you as you become a doer of the word of God tonight. The Lord will open to you the gates of righteousness in Jesus' mighty name. And you will open and enter into a season of celebration in Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lord. Let's just pack in our offerings to a God who can open gates unto us. A good offering.
Excellent is your name. Excellent is your power. Lord, you are wonderful.
God will give you the keys to victorious praise in Jesus' mighty name. The keys that will make you enter into a season of celebration will be yours in Jesus' mighty name. Excel 2016, which is celebrating of 25 years of our Papa family, the theme is Sustaining Change. This holds this Saturday the 4th and on the 5th of June 2016. On Saturday, there will be musical concerts and featuring will be Chioma Jesus, Kubam Sasukwo, Nathaniel Bassi, Dara Adewale, and on Sunday, the 5th of June, Father in the Lord, that Gio, the ministry, and the venue is TBS, the Fabaliwa Square, Lagos. Please note that on that day, the 5th of June, there will be no service in this place, and it's not an excuse for us to stay at home. Please let us all meet at TBS, and the Lord Almighty God will bless you all in Jesus' mighty name. Remember also that this Thursday at 6:30 p.m. right in this place, there's going to be faith clinic. It's a time for us to pray. As we've heard tonight, one of the keys that open doors is prayer. And as we come to pray together, more doors will be open to you and your family in Jesus' mighty name. Let us stand up as we this Sunday, there is no service here.